愿大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with us all.
下午一起学习摇杖与泥。
And this afternoon we'll study the potter and the clay.
我们跟神的关系有很多种不同的形容的方法。
And there are many different ways to describe our relationship with God.
但是其中一样，我们跟神的关系就好像摇杖与泥。
And one way to describe our relationship with God is that of the potter and the clay.
我们看以赛亚书六十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 64.
第八节。
Verse 8.
以赛亚书六十四章的八节。
Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8.
六十四章第八节。
Chapter 64, verse 8.
耶和华，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是摇杖。我们都是你手的工。
Verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our father, we are the clay, and you are potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
这里先知向神祷告。
Here the prophet prays to God.
他说神你仍是我们的父。
God, O God, O Lord, you are our father.
以色列百姓常常背逆神。
The Israelites would often disobey God.
常常拜偶像。
They went towards the idols.
虽然他们否认神。
Even though they turn away from the Lord,
神还是爱他们。
But the Lord still loves them.
儿子不认父亲，但是父亲没有不认儿子。
Even though the son does not recognize his father, but the father always recognizes his son.
先知又说，我们是泥，你是摇杖。
And here the prophet also says, "We are the clay, and you are potter."
神不单只是我们的父。
The Lord is not only our father.
他更好像一个摇杖。
He's also like the potter.
我们是一团泥。
And we are clay.
不晓得我们小时候在学校，或者是有没有什么兴趣去对这个做一些泥土的这个工艺品有这样的经验。
I wonder if any of us had the experience of working with clay when we are still in elementary school.
小朋友都很喜欢玩粘土。
And little kids, they tend to enjoy playing with clay.
但其实呢，所有的器皿古代都是用窑杖用泥土造出来的。
And many of the pots and the cups from the from times before, they're all made from clay.
我们就是这团泥。
And we ourselves are like this clay.
神是一个窑杖。
And the Lord is the potter.
其中包括非常重要的道理。
And included in this are very important teachings.
要了解这个道理，我们对神才会有敬畏的心。
And for us to truly understand this teaching, then we may have a more reverent heart towards the Lord.
那几点我们要来学习。
So there are a few points we are going to study.
第一点。
First point.
泥土本来是没有用的。
That this clay originally it was useless.
是卑贱的。
It's something that's lowly.
是没有价值的。
And it's without value.
但是这个泥土如果在窑杖的手里。
But once this clay is in the hand of the potter.
它可以把它变成有价值。
Then it will be transformed to something with value.
把它变成很尊贵的。
And something that is precious.
也可以把它变成很漂亮。
And also something that, that is beautiful.
但是虽然它变漂亮了。
However, even though it becomes beautiful,
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget,
它的本质也是泥土。
That its essence is merely earth.
我们人本来就是泥土。
And for us, we are this earth.
我们看创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
创世纪二章七节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
Verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
我们非常熟悉的圣经。
This is something we all know very well.
神用什么来造人呢？
What did the Lord use to create man?
不是用金子、银子、铜铁。
Not with gold, silver, or bronze.
神用在地球上最多的一种天然的物质来造人，就是泥土。
The Lord uses one of the most easy to find the natural ingredient of this world, and that is the dust.
哪里都有尘土。
And everywhere we can see dust.
以比较精确的说法，这里说是用尘土，这是 dust， 这很细的那种灰尘。
And we put it in another way, that this dust is something that is very small.
无论你是尘土也好，泥土也好，它都是很卑贱的。
And whether you are dust, or something of the ground, then you are something very lowly.
到处都有，所以不值钱。
It's everywhere, therefore it has no value.
人也是一样。
Man is just like this.
圣经说人的本体是尘土。
And the Bible describes that the nature of this human body is made out of dust.
我们现在活在世上，身体很宝贵，我们都要保养、运动、吃喝，或者是穿漂亮的衣服把它保养。
And right now, we live in this world and we want to take good care of our body, so we eat the best food and we also dress in the best way.
但是为什么人的生命是那么宝贵呢？
But however, how come this, the life of man is so precious?
不是因为这个身体。
Not because of this physical body.
而是身体里面住着身体里面的灵魂。
But it's the soul that lives within this body.
有一天那个灵魂离开了。
And one day this soul will leave.
这个身体就没有用。
Then this physical body has no use.
就没有价值。
It no longer has any value.
所以有人说啊，哎呀，我以后百年归老之后，要怎么样来处理我的遗体呢？
And so some people may ask, after I pass away, how should I...
无论你是土葬，也是变泥土。
And whether you're buried in the ground, you still become part of the dust.
火葬也是变灰尘。
And another way, you also become the dust.
这是圣经里面一句话。
And this is a saying belong in the Bible.
我们看传道书。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
第七节。
Verse 7.
传道书十二章的第七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7.
传道书十二章的七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7.
尘土仍归于地，灵仍归于世灵的神。
Verse 7. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it.
所以这是人的身体的，人的两个部分。
So here describes two parts of a human.
看得见的部分是身体。
The one that we can see with our eye is this physical body.
身体从生出来之后开始老化，开始年长了，就老化退化了。
And after we're born to this world, our body will slowly deteriorate.
但是灵呢，里面的灵魂呢，没有。
However, the inner soul, isn't like this.
里面的灵魂是不会坏的。
This soul will not deteriorate.
或者活一百岁。
Regardless if you live until 100 years old.
或者十岁。
Or 10 years old.
将来这个灵魂要归于神。
In the end, the spirit will return to God.
所以如果了解这一点呢？
So if we can understand this,
我们知道在人生最重要就追求的并不只有世上的物质。
We know that in this life, the one thing that is the most important for us to pursue after is not the things of this world.
最重要是灵魂。
And however, it's the something that's spiritual, our soul.
这个草，那个泥土啊，很卑贱。
Even this dust is very lowly.
但是如果它在神的手中。
But if this dust is in the hands of God,
它就可以变得很尊贵。
Then he can become something very precious.
有一次我去到一个弟兄的家里。
One time I visited the house of a brother.
那个弟兄住在奥地利。
And this brother lives in Austria.
那个弟兄家里收藏了很多茶壶。
And this brother, he collects many pots in his home.
每次从台湾回来都会带一两个贵的茶壶，放在背包运到他的家奥地利。
Every time he returns back to Taiwan, he will bring a few very high-valued pots home with him.
他的茶壶不是一般的贵，是很贵的那一种。
And it's not just it's extremely expensive pots.
有一次我们几个神学生去到他家，我就问他说：“那你哪个茶壶是最贵的？”
And one time, a couple of us, we were still theological students. We visited his home, asked him which one is the most expensive.
对我来说，每一个都一样。
And to myself,
都是茶壶。
All of them are the same. They are all just teapots.
都是泥土。
It's all made out of dust, clay.
他就拿一个出来。
And he brought one over.
他说：“你看看这个。”
And he says, "Look at this."
这个最贵。
This is the most expensive one.
我们说是吗？
And I asked, "Really?"
我们有一个同学也是神学生，他说：“来，给我拿一下。”
And one of my classmates said, "Oh, can I hold it?"
那个弟兄说：“你要小心一点哦。”
And the brother says, "Please be careful with it."
好好好，那他就拿住。
And so the my classmate says, and then he starts holding it.
这样丢下来。哇，那弟兄说：“哎呀，小心小心。”
And he pretended to be holding it unsteadily, just to
这样，他的心就跑出来了。
Just to scare him, and the brother was very nervous.
可能是几万块的东西啊，
it could be
掉了就没有了。
Something worth a lot. If you drop it, then it's gone.
这个几万块的茶壶，如果掉了地上，就不止几万块了。
So this teapot, if worth so much money, if it's dropped on the ground, then it's no more.
丢在地上都是垃圾。
Then if it drop, it's dropped to the ground, then it becomes garbage.
破了，没有用了。
If it's broken, then it's useless.
我们人也是一样。
Just like man.
我们现在地位再高啊，再尊贵，你再有学问，你还是泥土。
And today, regardless how high of a status we have or how much education we have, we are still just dust.
在神眼中啊，无论你怎么厉害，你还是泥土。
And in the eyes of God, regardless of how powerful or great you are still merely dust.
只有神把你那一口气收回去了，你就没有用。
Once the Lord takes back this, the breath of life in you, then you're no more.
所以人可以在神面前夸什么吗？
Therefore, can man boast anything in before the Lord?
圣经说我们的本体不过是尘土而已。
The Bible describes that human beings were merely dust.
所以要了解。
Therefore, we must understand.
连亚伯拉罕他向神祷告。
Even when Abraham, when he prayed to, praise to God.
我们看创世纪的十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪的十八章。
Genesis chapter 18.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
创世纪十八章二十七节。
Genesis chapter 18 verse 27.
亚伯拉罕说：“我虽是灰尘，还敢对主说话。”
Verse 27. Then Abraham answered and said, "Indeed, now I who am but dust, and ashes have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord."
亚伯拉罕，我们知道他是谁。
We know who Abraham is.
在犹太人看眼中啊，亚伯拉罕是最伟大的。
And the Israelites regarded Abraham is someone who's very great.
他是以色列人之父。
He's the father of the Israelites.
也是信心之父。
He's also the father of faith.
他一辈子有很多信心美好的榜样。
And throughout his life, he gave many good examples of being have.
亚伯拉罕为索多玛代求。
And when Abraham was praying for the city of Sodom and Gomorrah,
求神不要毁灭这个城市。
He prays to God to not to destroy these cities.
如果有五十个义人，神啊，你还毁灭他吗？
He asks the Lord, Lord, if you can find 50 righteous men within the city, will you not destroy it?
神说好吧，有五十个我就不灭。
And the Lord says, suppose there were 50 righteous men, then I will not destroy it.
但是他就鼓起勇气啊，再跟神继续求。
However, he continued, he took up the courage and he asked the Lord once again.
所以他就说，神啊，我是灰尘啊，但是我还可以向你祷告。
And Abraham answered and said, Indeed now, I who am but dust and ashes.
我们在家里打扫啊，我们都很不喜欢打扫，但是都是要打扫。
And in our homes, we will clean and sweep the floors.
有时候你打开你的吸尘机，里面有多少灰尘，你数得过吗？
And if we open up our vacuum cleaner,Can you count how much dust you have inside?
数不到，太多了。
It's you cannot count them. It's so numerous.
我们地上人那么多。
And in this earth, there are so many people.
我们又那么卑贱。
And we are so lowly.
在神看中，就像灰尘。
And the eyes of God, we are just like dust.
但是虽然我们是灰尘。
However, even though we are dust,
神还是很眷顾我们。
The Lord still remembers us.
我们看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
第四十章。
Chapter 40.
第十五节
Verse 15
以赛亚书四十章的十五节
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 15
四十章十五节
Chapter 40 verse 15
看啊万民都像水桶的一滴又算如天平上的微尘他举起众海岛好像极微之物
15. Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket and are counted as the small dust in the scale, on the scales.
Look,
Look, he lifts up the isles as a very little thing.
你看人很卑微。
We see that man is very lowly.
但是神却顾念我们。
But the Lord takes care of us.
所以我们不可以在神面前自夸。
Therefore, we should not boast before the Lord.
那再看回来以赛亚书的四十第六十四章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 64.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这里说啊我们是泥，你是窑匠。
Here it says, "We are the clay, and you are potter."
这是什么意思
？What does it mean?
第二个重点
，the second point，
就是窑匠对泥有绝对的主权。
That this potter has absolute control over this clay.
一个 sovereignty 啊。
Sovereignty over.
什么叫主权
？What sovereignty mean?
主权就是他有完全的权柄，可以主宰他的命运，或是属于他的。
And this sovereignty means that he has absolute power and control over what's going to happen.
像国家对领土有主权，别的国家不可以侵犯。
And just like a country has sovereignty over its land, and no other country have the same.
别的国家来侵犯主权，就要打仗了。
And if other countries come attack you, then there will be a war.
其他可以好好谈，但是有人侵犯主权就不可以谈。
And if someone is trying to take over your sovereignty, then people will try to fight for it.
你买了房子，你对这个房子有主权。
After you purchase a house, then you have the sovereignty over your property.
你在里面怎么装潢，要怎么弄都可以。
And you have absolute control in how you want to renovate or decorate your home.
房子是你的。
Because this home belongs to you.
你有主权。
And you have the sovereignty.
那么我们人类的主权是有谁在拥有呢？
And however, the sovereignty of man belongs to whom?
既然我们是泥，神是窑匠。
Since we are the clay and the Lord is our potter.
神把我们的人塑造出来。
That God created man.
给我们生命。
He gave us life.
就好像窑匠去外面抓一把泥土回来，要来做事。
And just like the potter goes out, grab the clay, and he's going to work on it.
就有主权，要怎么弄都可以。
Then he has the sovereignty to create it however he wishes.
我们看以赛亚书四十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 45.
第九节。
Verse 9.
以赛亚书四十五章第九节。
Isaiah 45 verse 9.
四十五章的第九节。
Isaiah chapter 45 verse 9.
第九节，或在那与造他的主争论的，他不过是地上的瓦片中的一块瓦片，泥土岂可对弄转弄他的说，你做什么呢？所做的物岂可说你没有手呢？
Verse 9, woe to him who strives with his maker, let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who forms it, what are you making? Or shall your handiwork say he has no hands?
这里用一个比喻。
Here gives a parable.
一块瓦片或者是一个泥土可以跟主人说，你为什么把我造成这样吗？
Can this potsherd can this clay ask its maker, what are you making?
我们人都有理性。
And for us, we have this understanding.
我们对不明白的东西会做一个投诉，为什么这样？为什么对我这样？
We all have curiosity. If we cannot understand it, then we will ask questions.
但是对神来说，神有绝对的主权。
However, towards God, we must understand that he has absolute sovereignty.
所以说泥土不能跟窑匠说，你为什么把我造成茶壶，不是把我造成盘子。
And just like the clay cannot ask its maker, how come you made me into a teapot and not into a plate?
或是瓦片不可以说，哎呀，我好辛苦啊，整天在那边晒太阳。如果能够抓里面那个茶火，给人家抱在怀里也多好。
Or you cannot ask, I don't want to be outside. I'd rather be at home, indoors as a pot.
神造你是什么就是什么。
As the Lord creates, you are who you are.
神造你是天才，你不可以夸，哇，我很厉害。
And if the Lord made you to be a genius, then you cannot boast about it.
神造你很平凡，也是要感谢。
And if the Lord makes you as someone who's very ordinary, you still must be thankful.
生出来有缺陷，有疾病，也是要接受。
And if you're born with disabilities, you still have to accept it.
那是神有对人的绝对的主权。
Because the Lord has this absolute sovereignty over man.
你能够活一百岁，也是神给你的。
If the Lord allows you to live until 100 years old, then that's given by God.
只活十岁也要接受。
If you live until age 10, that you still have to accept it. 因为
我们对生命没有主权。
Because we have no sovereignty over our lives.
生命在神的手中。
Our lives are in the hands of God.
神对人类有主权，这件事情很重要。
And to this teaching how the Lord has absolute sovereignty over man is very important.
神在造好人之后呢，就把主权定出来了。
That after the Lord has created man, he has already given the sovereignty.
我们看创世纪的第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
十六节。
Verse 16.
创世纪的二章十六节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 16.
耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随便吃。十七节。
17.
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Verse 16 and 17, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
很多人读这段圣经都有一个疑问。
And many people, when they read this passage, they have a question.
神如果那么好,
If God is good,
为什么要在伊甸园乐园里面造一棵人吃了会死的树呢？
Then why did he place this tree which may cause men to die within the Garden of Eden?
不是好像挖一个陷阱给他们踩下去吗？
Isn't it like creating a trap for men to fall into?
不造这棵树不是更好吗？
If this tree does not exist within the garden, isn't that even better?
这是人理性的想法。
And this is the thinking of men.
但是这里告诉我们什么？
However, what does it tell us here?
神为什么把这棵树放在里面？
Why did God place this tree within the garden?
其实这一棵树啊，跟别的树可以说本来是没有什么分别的。
And this tree, in fact, is not much different from all the other trees.
因为神造的每一棵树都可以吃的。
Because God created every tree that all of its fruits can be eaten.
都可以当食物的。
Man can use them as food.
但是为什么神跟亚当说这一棵树你们不可以吃？
But why did the Lord told Adam that the fruit of this tree you must not eat?
不是因为这棵树本身有毒。
Not because this tree is poisonous.
而是神要借着这棵树告诉亚当。
But through this tree, the Lord wants to tell Adam,
虽然你是我做的,
that even though you are created by me,
虽然你很聪明,
even though you are very clever,
虽然你很像我,
even though you are very much like me,
虽然你可以在伊甸园里面管理一切,
even though you have control, you can command over everything in the garden,
但是有一件事情你要知道,
but there's one thing you must remember,
我对你有主权,
that I have sovereignty over you,
你要听我,
you must listen to me.
当你不听我话的那一天,
the day that you do not listen to me,
一切就会改变,
then everything will change.
当你不尊重我的主权的时候,
and the one day that you disrespect my sovereignty,
你犯了罪的时候,
that you sin against me,
你一切就会改变
了, then everything will change.
改变就是会死,
and change means that you will surely die.
这棵树就是要成名神的主权,
so this tree is there to proclaim God's sovereignty.
打个比喻,
for example,
今天如果我们去朋友家里住,
today, if we stay over at our friend's house,
去哪里玩啊, 找朋友住个一两天,
and we went to a place for a few days and we stay over at our friend's,
朋友高高兴兴地接待我们,
and our friends take us in very happily.
但是你不要忘记啊, 你去别人家里住, 你是客人啊。
But we should not forget that when we stay with someone else, we are just guests.
当然主人会很客气地说啊，没关系，有东西随便吃啊。
And the owner may be very kind and tell you to treat his place as your own.
但是如果你真的把他的家当成你自己家,
but if you truly treat his place as your own home,
会有什么后果?
What may be the result?
是我的家,好了,那我来了,主人房给我睡。
Now, you may say, since you want me to treat this like my own house, then can I stay in the master bedroom?
你这个家的油漆颜色太丑了。
That the wall colors you have in your home,
我帮你游一游，改一下。
I don't really like. I want to change colors.
这一幅画我看没有什么品味，拆下来。
And this painting right here is not very good. I'm going to take it down. And I'm going to put up my own picture.
这样会怎么样？
And what will be the result?
他说，请你走了，你回家吧。
Then the owner will ask you to leave.
因为你侵占人家的主权呢。
Because you've overtake someone's sovereignty.
在神的伊甸园里面,
in the Garden of Eden,
你不听神的话,
if you do not listen to God,
不听神的主,
God's sovereignty,
你就要走了,
then you must leave.
你的生命就没有了,
and you know you will have life no more.
所以神的主权是很重要的。所以了解圣经就是要了解神对我们身上是有主权。
And so in order to understand the Bible, we also should understand that God has absolute sovereignty over us. 但是
人类到今天还学不懂这一点。
However, even until today, men still cannot fully understand this point.
人一直以为自己对自己的生命可以主宰。
And man keeps on thinking that he or she has absolute sovereignty control over their lives.
造成了两种后果。
And this will cause two consequences.
罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章十九节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
罗马书一章十九节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。二十节。
20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽然眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以叫人晓得，叫人无可推诿。这里是讲神怎么来创造天地万物。
Here it describes how the Lord creates the heavens and the earth.
但是人不听啊。
However, people cannot understand this.
人看到创造万物，没有觉得神伟大。
And when man perceives how looks at God's creation, they do not feel that God is so wonderful.
所以呢，他们就会怎么做？
So what will man do?
22节。
Verse 22.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将那不能朽坏之神的荣耀变成偶像。
Verse 22 and 23, professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God.
为什么神那么讨厌人家拜偶像？
Why does God despise idol worshippers so much?
有人有神不认，认那个人手造出来的是神。
That men, they cannot, this because men cannot worship the true God, however, they worship the image that's created by their own hands. And this makes God very angry.
另外一种侵犯神主权的。
And another way to take away God's sovereignty
就是放纵情欲
is when you fall into temptations from your own lust.
26节
Verse 26
因为神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲他们的女人把圣性的用处变为逆性的用处
Verse 26 For this reason God gave them up for the vile passions, for even then women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature.
人觉得我的身体是我的，我做什么都可以。
Man feels that their bodies belong to them, so they can
所以放纵情欲
do whatever they want.
没有什么新鲜事。
Therefore, they just do whatever they wish.
这里特别是讲同性恋。
And here especially is describing the act of homosexuality.
2000年前保罗的时代已经很多人在行同性恋了。
Even 2,000 years ago, during Paul's time, there were already many homosexuals in society.
不是什么新鲜的问题。
It wasn't something new.
同性恋的人会用什么理论呢？
And what will homosexuals say?
这是我的身体啊。
They said, this body belongs to me.
我的选择啊。
And this is my choice.
所以我可以做什么，就是我都可以。
Therefore, I can do with it whatever I want.
但是圣经不是这样告诉我。
But the Bible does not tell us that.
我们是泥。
The clay and God is the potter.
所以我们不可以超越神的主权。
Therefore, we cannot overtake.
道理。
Therefore, we must understand this teaching.
我们的人生要再一次把你的主权交回给神。
That once again in our life, we must give the sovereignty back to God.
无论你的将来。
Regardless of what happens in our future.
你人生的计划。
Regardless of what we plan in the future.
各方面都要尊重神。
In every way, we must respect God.
你要问神，神啊，你要把我造成什么？
We must ask God, God, what would you like to make me into?
你希望我的生命是一个怎么样的生命？
How would you like me to live my life?
这样才是真正的泥土跟窑匠的关系。
And this is the true relationship between the clay and its potter.
因为我们不是我们自己的。
Because we do not belong to ourselves.
第三点。
Third point,
你要成为一个有用的器皿。
The clay must become this useful vessel.
要让窑匠来塑作它。
That this clay must allow the potter to form and create it.
我们看耶利米书的十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18.
耶利米书的十八章。
Jeremiah chapter 18.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶利米书十八章的第一节
Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 1
第一节耶和华的话临到耶利米说你起来下到窑匠的家里去我在那里要使你听我的话第三节
Three.
我就下到窑匠的家里去正遇见他转轮做器皿第四节
Four.
窑匠用泥做的器皿在他手中做坏了他又用这泥另做别的器皿窑匠看怎么好就怎么做
Verse 1 to verse 4. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make.
这里神告诉耶利米。
Here the Lord tells Jeremiah.
神有信息要告诉他。
The Lord has a message for Jeremiah.
神有时候有话要告诉人了，不是只是跟他讲话。
And sometimes when the Lord speaks to men, it means that he has a message for them.
神要去他看窑匠怎么样来做器皿。
That the Lord tells him to go to the potter's house to observe how the potter makes the vessel.
我们多伦多这边好像比较少这些工艺的产品啊，或者是工艺的地方。
And in the city of Toronto, we don't see a clay workshop. very often.
听说在中国大陆那个景德镇很有名啊，是做茶壶啊，做那些器皿。
And I heard that this town, Jingde in China, has many very famous.
也有一个地方叫莺歌啊，莺歌也是做茶壶很出名的。
And they have many famous clay studios. And in Taiwan, there's a place called 莺歌, and they also have very famous studios.
如果没有机会去台湾、去中国，找那些地方来看一看。
And if we have the chance to visit China or Taiwan, we can go visit these places.
你可以在观察人家怎么做茶壶，怎么做一些器皿，学习到很多道理。
And from observing the potters working with the clay, we can learn much.
耶利米就去了，找一个窑匠家里，看看他怎么弄。
Jeremiah went to the house of the potter.
哇，我们知道窑匠要做大的器皿，一定要用那个转轮的。
We know that when the potter is working on a big piece, a vessel, he must work at the wheel.
一定要一边踩一边踩，上面一直转一直转。
And he must step on,
and
then the wheel will turn.
泥土要很湿。
And this clay must be wetted.
一定要软软的，你太硬的，你弄不了。
And it has to have the right moisture. If it's too soft, then you cannot work.
一直在转的当中呢，他手放进去。
And as it's turning. The potter will reach in and first dig out some of the clay to empty it and then continue to turn the wheel.
之后呢，一边里面在捏啊，外面呢一直弄，它那个形状就慢慢出来了。
And he will work both inside of the pot and the outside.
但这个过程要很久啊，可能要半个小时、一个小时，看你的技术了。
This is a process that may take a long time, depending on your skills.
弄坏了，哇，太大力了，要把它弄回来。
And if he or she makes a mistake, then he must again work on that place.
耶利米都在看。
And as Jeremiah observes,
他在想到底神要告诉他什么。
And he ponders upon what the Lord truly wants to tell him.
原来以色列百姓在神的手中就像这团泥。
Because the house of Israel in the eyes of God is just like this clay.
本来是很没有用的。
In the beginning, they were useless.
很不听话。
In the beginning, they did not listen.
常常被神刑罚。
And they were often disciplined by the Lord.
但是神还是不放弃他。
But the Lord did not give up on them.
一直来修磨他，一直来塑造他。
And continue to refine them and to work on them.
如果他们悔改。
So if the Israelites can't repent.
那他们就变成有用了。
Then they once again will become something useful.
如果不悔改,
if they do not repent,
就没有用了,
then they still remain as something useless.
所以整个的过程就是神给他们塑造。
So this whole process shows how the Lord continued to refine the Israelites.
那我们今天来想想我们的生活。
So today let us think about our lives.
有时候我们在想我们每天的人生啊，好像一直在循环做一样的事。
And very often if we reflect on our lives, we'll see that our lives are just like it's a routine.
每天上班工作下班回到家。
It's a cycle that's continuing that every day we go to work and then we come back.
当你觉得时间很快的时候，就是代表你人生常常在做一样的事情。
And when you feel that the days of your lives are going by really fast, that means that you're repeating the same thing.
有时候就好像这团泥土在那个转盘上面一直在打转。
And sometimes it's just like this clay, this wheel that it continues to turn round and round.
以世人的眼光来说，那是没有意义的。
And the eyes of men is something that has no meaning.
他们只是觉得时间过得很快。
They just feel that time is going fast.
很希望赶快放假就 holiday， 或者赶快就退休。
And they are really looking forward to their vacations, the holidays, and also the day they retire.
对我们有信仰的人来说
，However, for us who has faith，
生活一直在重复。
Even though our lives is every day is repeating itself.
神就用生活来磨练我们。
However, the Lord is training and refining us in our everyday lives.
用生活来改造我们。
That with our lives, He's trying to transform us.
怎么改造呢？
How to transform us?
把里面的挖空。
That He's trying to dig out and empty us.
没有用的要拿走。
To take away, to remove what's useless.
神要拿走我们里面那个没有用的部分，那个不好的个性。
God wants to remove the useless things that is within us.
一直在转，一直在磨。
And continue to turn the wheel, and He's continuing to refine us.
我们来看一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
神怎么磨呢？
How does the Lord refine?
我们来看民数记的十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers chapter 12.
民数记的十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
第一节
，Verse 1.
这里记载有一个人，神的工人摩西。
Here it writes about God's worker Moses.
他的一生啊，值得我们学习。
And we can learn much from his life.
他的一生被神塑造，被神磨练。
And throughout his life, he was trained and he was refined by the Lord.
摩西第一节啊。
Verse 1.
摩西娶了古实的女子为妻，米尼亚和亚伦因他所娶的古实女子就毁谤他。第二节
Two.
说难道神只与摩西说话不与我们说话吗？这话耶和华也听见了。第三节
Three.
摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。我们常常看到第三节觉得哇，摩西这个时候灵修很高。
Every time we read toverse 3, we feel that Moses is someone with very high spirituality.
什么叫灵修高呢?
What does it mean to have a very high spirituality?
不是圣经很懂，就是灵修很高。
It doesn't mean that one knows Bible really well. That means he has high spirituality.
这个跟懂多少没有直接的关系。这个灵修高不高跟你圣经熟不熟懂多少没有直接的关系。
And there is no direct relationship between...
有一些人圣经很熟，但是他的灵修，大家看到不是那么好。
And some people, they may know the Bible very well. However, if you observe the person, you can see that this person does not have a really good faith.
真正的灵修高是看他被骂、被毁谤、被攻击的时候的表现。
And how we can determine if a person has a high spirituality is when the person is being...
摩西啊，他一辈子都是被人家，可以说被人家磨。
It's when that person is being attacked by the others through words.
连他自己的姐姐、自己的弟弟都在攻击他。
And here it explains that his own sister and brother are trying to speak bad words against him. Why are they doing this?
因为他们嫉妒啊，神只跟他讲话，不跟我们讲话。
Because they were jealous of him, of how the Lord only speaks to him and not them.
就造文章了，说你看他娶了古实的女子为妻。
And so his brother and sister says.Look, he married an Ethiopian woman.
结果，但是摩西啊，一点生气都没有。
But here it says, we see that Moses, he did not become angry.
第三节说，他为人极其谦和。
Verse 3 says that Moses was very humble.
胜过世上众人。
More than all men who were in the face of the earth.
连自己爱的人攻击他，他都不还口，他都不打回去。
Even as his loved ones trying to attack him, he did not...trying to fight back.
神都帮他讲话，他自己都不讲话。
Even when the Lord has spoken on his behalf, Moses remained silent.
所以为什么摩西有这么好的灵性?
So why we say that Moses is a very high spirituality?
他本来不是这样的。
In the beginning, he wasn't like this.
本来摩西的个性很冲动。
In the beginning, he was someone who is very impulsive.
很有心为神做事，但是他很冲动。
He had the heart to work for the Lord, but he was very impulsive.
看到以色列百姓被埃及人欺负。
He saw that his own people was mistreated by the Egyptians.
他解决方法就是拳头。
And the way for him to solve this problem is to use his feet.
一下就把埃及人打死了。
That in a very short time, he killed this Egyptian.
他有很强的自我。
And he was very self-centered.
他很容易生气。
And he was easily angered.
但是旷野的四十年，神好像把他放在一个转盘上面来塑造他。
But throughout the 40 years that he spent in the desert, it's just as if the Lord has put him on the spin wheel and reform him little by little.
最没有耐心的人要被训练，每天要做最需要耐心的工作，就是牧养。
And if someone who is impatient, then he can be put to do, assigned to do something that requires a lot of patience, and that is shepherding.
不能打羊啊，不能骂羊啊，他也听不懂。你骂他，他听不懂。
And when you're a shepherd, you cannot beat your sheep because they do not understand.
你打他也没有用，把他打死了，怎么交代？
And even if you beat it, and there's no use.
哇，这个磨了四十年。
And this is how he was trained for 40 years.
一团没有用的泥土。
And originally it's a useless clay.
变成一个很漂亮的。
It becomes a really beautiful vessel.
哇，里面很大。
That it's a very big vessel.
为什么里面大呢？
Can contain has a big capacity.
因为他挖空了自己了。
Why is it big? Because he has emptied himself.
没有自我了。
If he is challenged by others, then he very.
摩西这个时候呢，他的自我已经被神挖走了。
However, here we see that Moses has removed himself.
所以连姐姐跟弟弟攻击他， 他都没所谓。
And allow the Lord to empty him. So even though his brother and sister attacked him, he didn't seem to mind.
神知道就好。
And he gave everything to the Lord. As long as the Lord knows, it's okay.
神帮他出面。
And so the Lord started to speak on his behalf.
所以这个漂亮的器皿不是自然就出来的。
And so this beautiful vessel did not come about naturally.
美好的灵性需要接受神的塑造。
And a good spirituality must be refined by the Lord.
我们知道塑造好了，最后的一个步骤就是要放到烤箱里面烤。
We know that after the form of the clay has been made, they must be baked.
我们看以赛亚书四十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 48.
窑匠对这团泥最后的方法就是要熬炼它。
And the last thing that the potter must do to this clay is to test it.
熬炼了四十八章的十节。
Chapter 48, verse 10.
以赛亚书四十八章的十节。
Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10.
我熬炼你，却不像熬炼银子。你在苦难的炉中，我拣选你。
10. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction.
当一团泥被塑造有形状。
After this, this clay has been formed.
但是它还是软的。
Into a shape, however, it's still soft.
最后，窑匠要把它放到最热的烤箱里面。
In the end, this potter will put it into the most heated furnace.
把它烤。定型
to bake it and to make it become solid.
出来之后，它的形状就不会改变了。
And when it's brought out, then the form, the shape will not change again.
神有时候要把我们放在这些环境里面。
And sometimes the Lord will place us in these type of situations.
要改变我们原来的个性。
And that is to change our original self.
再加上苦难。
And added upon it, He will give us affliction.
让它变成一个不会再改变的那种灵性。
And so in this way, it will become a spirit that will not change again.
我们只是泥土。
So we are merely clay.
本来是没有用的。
In the beginning, we are merely dust, we are useless.
但是经过这个窑匠的处理之后。
However, after the treatment from the potter,
很有用。
Then this dust, this clay will become very useful.
做什么用呢？
How useful can it be?
我们看回来以赛亚书六十四章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 64.
第八节。
Verse 8.
以赛亚书六十四章的八节。
Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8.
耶和华，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是窑匠，我们都是你手的工作。
8. But now, O Lord, you are our father, we are the clay, and you are potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
每一个弟兄姐妹都是神手中的工作。
And every single brother and sister, we are all work of the Lord's hand.
这个工作是还没有做完的。
And this work is currently unfinished. Because the Lord continues to form, to test us,
挖空我们,
to empty us,
考验我们,
and to test us.
到弄好了,
and when it is finished,
我们才可以真正的为神工作,
then we can truly work for the Lord.
愿神帮助我们,
may the Lord help us.
我们一起来唱诗,
let's sing it.